no matter what comes, you speak up and you speak your victory in every situation that comes against you, because you know that God cannot fail, cannot lie, will not, shall not, because his word is true to you. So when you're going through a test, you need to stand up and make your mouth do its job, and don't let your flesh rise up, and don't let your mind twist what the word of God said to you. You rise up and you be the good soldier. You be the good steward of the words that comes out of your mouth. Don't you let those words that you feel bad about, feeling bad about, take over and use what the devil has to work against you. But you keep saying what the word said. I'm rich, I'm strong, I'm healthy, I'm wise, I'm intelligent, I win, I overcome, I can't go down, I won't go down. Hallelujah. Because that one that's holding me is keeping me. Hallelujah. If Jesus can't go down, if God can't go down, I can't. I'm in him. I'm with him. Hallelujah. He's living in me. Hallelujah. And he told me I could have what I say. So I say, hallelujah. Mountain, get out of my way. Trouble, bow your knee. Glory be to God. I said, glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How do you get that way? How do you get to that place? How do you get that way? Hallelujah. He told me what to do. So I'm telling you, hallelujah. I said hallelujah. I'm telling you what to do. Glory to God. If you don't believe it, just jot down what I'm saying. and make a commitment today. Then I'm going to do this. Do it at least 30 days and then quit. I ain't talking about do it. I'm going to say it again. Do at least 30 days, then quit. You're going to get so addicted. That's what happened. Hallelujah. I'm addicted to prayer. I'm addicted to the word. I'm addicted to confession. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Why are you addicted? Because this stuff, it works. I say it works. Glory to God. I say glory to God. He tell us, are you listening? I say he tell us how to get there. Proverbs 4:20. Proverbs 4:20. Let me read you a few scriptures. Let me read you a few scriptures. Proverbs 4:20, y'all can put them up. Hallelujah. My son, I'm going to move through them, I think, pretty fast. I think that's what I think. My son, attend to my words. Incline thy ear unto my saying. Let them not depart from thine eye. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life to those that find thee, and health to all thine flesh. You see what God's saying? Attend to my words. Stay with my words. Why? Because they're life. If you spend your time with words outside of God's word, outside of the structure that God set up, you are on dangerous ground. Hallelujah. Then he said in Mark 11:22, I'm going to read it. Hallelujah. Now just give me what worked for me. I mean, this really worked for me. Hallelujah. Jesus answered and said unto them, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart. Notice what he said. He shall not doubt it, say it, and then don't doubt it. Shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he said. Do you believe what you say? But shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he said. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, what do you desire? Sickness, disease, poverty, confusion, do you desire that? Why are you talking about it? When you pray, that's what you're going to talk about. Oh, God, this pain is so bad. No. Therefore, I say unto you, what things you desire when you pray. I desire what he gave me. I desire peace, joy, life, health, strength. Therefore, I say unto you, what things you desire when you pray. When you pray, not. When do you do it? When you pray. Not after you pray, not before you pray, but when you pray. Do what? Believe that you receive them and you shall have them. Hallelujah. As he said, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. Look what Proverbs 2:6-2 says. Talking about words now. Proverbs 2:6. Are we on our way? Proverbs 2:6. Thou snared with the words of thy mouth, thou taken with the words of thy mouth. So what's coming out of your mouth? Are you going to snare yourself? Are you going to take yourself captive with the words of your mouth? If you speak the wrong words, you take yourself captive. You let Satan use Jesus. You just open doors. So come on, get me, buddy. Huh? Hallelujah. Proverbs 18:7-8. Proverbs 18:7-8. Come on, flow with me. Oh, here we go. A fool's mouth is his destruction. What are you? Are you a fool or are you a wise person? What are you? If you're talking all your problems, all your sickness, and I don't know what I'm going to do, and I tell you every time something bad happens, I'll be the first one in it. That's a fool talk. A fool mouth, I ain't never had that. I don't try. I can't save no money. I can't. That's a fool talk. A fool mouth is his destruction. And his lips are a snare to his soul. That's why you got so much trouble in your mind. All them bad words. Wrong words. Hallelujah. The words of a talebearer, troublemaker, are as wounds. You ever had a wound in your body? You protect that wound. Because you can't, when you're not able, I can walk up and hit you on your arm, but if there's a wound there and I do it, it's going to hurt you some terrible. That's what words, wrong words do. It pierce. Look what it said. It's a tear down. And they go down into the innermost parts of the belly. Where do they go? Down into where? Innermost part of the belly. And will you tell me where the spirit of man is? In the belly. What he's trying to do, bind up and trying to get your spirit man bound up. I can't. It hurts. I'm ashamed. I feel bad. What he's trying to do? Bind up. Take the courage from me. You won't speak up and say, no, you don't. No, you don't. You get your hands off of me. And you get your hands off of my body. Hallelujah. But a fool talk crazy. Oh, it's so bad. I just don't know what I'm going to do. I just don't know how I'm going to make. Oh, they just said so many things. It hurt me so bad. I just feel so bad. Bible call that pound person talking like they're a fool. Y'all in love with me once. Let's go to the 8th verse. Did we get to the 8th verse? Yeah, we did, didn't we? Okay. All right, listen, Proverbs 18:20. Are you there? Proverbs 18:20, are you there? A man's belly shall be what? Satisfied with what? With what? What's going to satisfy your belly? The fruit of your mouth. And with the increase of his lips shall he be filled. I just don't know how I'm going to make this payment. I just don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know. They're going to get my car tomorrow. I think they'll get my lights the next day. I guess they'll be back to get my wife. Some of y'all get that on the way home, but hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.